to be top secret like the Shaolin Temple. But now I'm off the hills and so I'm full of that ripple. I'm watching the dangle like a past participle. Mix my ripple with Mo for Sham Pipple. Taking spring water hits, that's a mint pine thistle. That good, good green, that'll wet your whistle. Hey, smoke out food, don't be pulling your pistol. And get your girl hit with my mass destruct missile. See, chewing out the frame like a brand new vessel. Strunk a jawbone down to a marrow and gristle. Full face of blow bubbles and rub it on your pimples. She left the hotel smelling like a sack of hot crystals. And pistol smoke, it went for broke. Then I put it in her throat and she burped and choked. Should have told you how chunky it was. Go and get your girlfriend so she can help you out. Scream it out now. It ain't easy, man. Claim fame. My old God put me in the game. I'll be a man amongst boys forever. Living life like a grown man. A grown man.
Whatever a spider can, spins web, any size can. See, just like Wild. Look out. Here comes a spider man.
And that was your boy, Dirty C. Jeezy. This is T.Y. Mobile bringing you the Direct Edition, where you get the latest news and opinions on comic books, video games, anime, and related movies. Today, we're going over some, well, with the recent news that came out, Samuel L. Jackson and Vinnie Jones have announced that they're going to jump into the world of comics. Samuel L.'s working with Boom Studios. You know, I love Boom Studios. He's coming out with a comic called Cold Space. And Vinnie Jones is working with Howard Chaykin on an as-yet-to-be-named project. Now, this brought a question to my mind. There's been a lot of celebrities that have, you know, not talking about the cameo appearances and whatnot, but a lot of celebrities who have jumped into comics, either writing or starring in their own comics. Now, do these ideas really work? Or are they just for the celebrities to create roles for themselves? I've got a roundtable discussion going on. We here with my homeboy, Dirty C. Jeezy.
Yo, 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 yo. It's your boy, Dirty C. Jeezy, and a place to be.
Mad Wicked.
Put a Care Bear in your pipe and smoke it.
And Master Jushin.
Up to all my fellow Red Lanterns out there.
Now, Samuel L. Jackson. Samuel, out of all the celebrities that have put out comic books, I got to say, Samuel L. Jackson, I have the most faith in to do it right. I mean, just from his record alone, the shit that he dropped out, he's no stranger to it. I mean, he delved into anime with Afro Samurai, which I'm a big fan of. Yes. Afro Samurai and Afro Samurai Resurrection. So, I gotta say, I do have a little bit of faith in Samuel. And not only that, Boom Studios is no slackers either. They're not just dropping shit to drop it.
Very true. Very good. My thoughts on it, of course, same as your perspective on that, T1, on Mobile. I think with the right team, and plus it's Sam L. He knows how to put in work, and he ain't going to let anybody just come out with some bullshit with his name on it.
There you go, that's true.
I just pictured him, you know, if they even thought about putting something crazy in it, in his face, he'd be like, motherfucker, you know, just hop on him or something like that. So I'll give it a try. I'll give it a try. I'll see what he's doing.
I mean, we had some hit or misses out there.
What you mean to tell me, like, y'all think he's actually going to do better than, like, Lita Ford or something like that? What are y'all, stupid? You got to be kidding me. Prince even came out with his own comic book. Y'all are idiots, man. You think he's really going to be able to top them guys? I mean, those stories were amazing. I mean, those were, like, top sellers in the 80s and 90s and whenever the hell they came out.
What was Prince's comic about? Was he shopping for a shirt in the Female's Gap or something? I mean,
hell if I know.
I would say yes. If that was the story plan, yes. I would say yes.
I mean,
Prince's comic, it was a one issue. It was released.
No kidding. You don't say.
Released through Piranha Press. Piranha? In bed with DC Comics. Not really saying what it's about.
Yeah, because nobody has that shit anymore. They threw it away or used it better for toilet paper or something.
Still Sweet Friend's jacket. He has a Sweet Friend's jacket on the cover, and of course his guitar. But other than that, and that damn hair.
I'm kind of confused as I'm looking at it right now online. I mean, didn't he change his name to Symbol or whatever? Yeah, but he's got his name and the symbol. I'm confused.
It's me against the revolution.
Well, I mean, like,
that's
seriously,
game,
it's like
that's game, bitches. Have some pancakes.
It's kind of like, you know, when we've had a discussion on this stupid show before, you know, some things just don't need to be made into movies and stuff like that. And this, you know, why do people find it so amazing to try to recreate people into comic books and stuff like that? Like, I could almost understand with, like, Kiss. Like, you know, they wore makeup. They looked outrageous, you know.
They were halfway comics already.
Yeah, they were halfway into comics already. I mean, they were the Demon, the Star Child, you know, Space Ace, really, and the Cat. Yeah. You could kind of see that. But I'm looking here now at Jackie Joyner Kersee with Tony the Tiger.
I can understand that. That's one of them inspirational send away for Kellogg's boxes,
screw
whatever.
Didn't they have the freaking cover of that deal. Damn cereal box?
Which cereal box?
The one with all
Wheaties?
Wheaties. Shit, every sports person was on
Wheaties.
Yeah,
but they had real pictures. They didn't depict them as cartoons.
We didn't need them depicted as cartoons.
Jackie Joyner had a comic. These are some back in the days now.
Yeah.
DeForest Kelly.
They should have just gone to the comic shop and expect them to
like,
spend the bomb.
Yeah, you're not going to be a pilot today.
Like I said, or you got a Jackie Joyner comic. I'd personally rather wear Reed Super Pro, but even then, that wasn't all that good either.
Yeah. Even New Kids on the Block.
With Richie Rich.
With Richie
on the gayness factor, that just went up to like level 25.
And we all know damn well Richie Rich would not associate himself with
He's
banking too much to lower himself.
I got $10 trillion.
Bob Hope had a comic. Ken Play. Ken Play dropped a comic. Mother Teresa. Billy Ray Cyrus.
Let me go off on this. Here's my thing. Marvel had an... I mean, why can't me and my boys, you know, Master Juicer, T-Wan, and Mad Wicked, even my boy Don, why can't we get a comic book? You made a comic book of Billy Ray Cyrus? I mean, with the mullet on the front cover. I mean, are you kidding me? Billy Ray Cyrus, the achy, breaky heart, what's he going to do? Toe tamp and peg leg his jeans with his white Reebok high top? I mean, what the hell, man? Who thought of that shit? Are you kidding me? I want to read what it says. Here we go. The Marvel Music line of comics. Boy, I'm sure somebody got fired over that shit. Was incredibly short-lived. No shit. For a reason. Featured artists like Alice Cooper. Well, you know, Alice Cooper's kind of like a comic book guy, too.
Yeah, sure.
You know? And, you know, theatrics and stuff like that. The Rolling Stones, you know, typical British guys. They'll be drinking or something and eating fish and chips. But could somewhat successfully lend themselves to a four-color format. But once Marvel got its acts like Onyx, you know, Slam. And, you know, they probably were kicking somebody's ass, so that made sense. Retailers were wondering what the hell was going on. The sign of the apocalypse right now when friggin' Mr. Tennessee Top Hat himself was given his own books. Did the House of Ideas learn nothing from Kid and Play? Obviously not. And here's the funniest thing. They've got a picture of Billy Ray Cyrus in his tank top with the mullet going and some dude wearing a mace and a sword and armor coming right at him. And if they chopped his head off, I'd buy it.
Why do you want to kill Billy Ray?
I'd look at it while I was in a comic book shop, but I wouldn't buy it.
No kidding. I would call you stupid for even looking at it.
And, you know, and as I was saying, these are some comics from back in the day. So just to give you an idea, this hasn't just popped up overnight. And I mean, to kind of bring you forward, there was Public Enemy.
Public Enemy was actually pretty good. They dealt with, you know, like in their songs, dealt with neighborhood poverty, crime, drugs, you know, trying to get kids. It actually had a pretty good message to go through it about staying together with your friends and doing the right thing. So, you know, those type of things I can understand. But
so did Fat Albert.
But he wasn't Chuck D.
What the fuck is going on? Put that fucking gun down. Leave my boys alone.
Yeah.
Rudy, get that bitch.
Fuck around. I'm gonna call Bill Cosby and have him get up in here with Mortimer the Marker and shit and go to town.
Mushmouth, hand me my gun.
Or the Brown Hornet.
Brown Hornet, man. Yellow Daisy Duke fighting crime.
Yeah. So anyway, back to the original topic of conversation.
Wu-Tang Clan put out a comic, The Nine Rings of Wu-Tang.
I got all the issues with that. I ain't gonna.
I got all the Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to fuck with. Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to fuck with.
Wu-Tang with it. My bad. I'm sorry. Sorry, going off there. Well, can anybody tell me what the Wu-Tang comic was about?
Basically, what the Wu-Tang comic was about, it was kind of set off into, you know, back in the times with the whole, I guess, medieval ancient Japan. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. all the members of the Wu-Tang Clan, they kind of stood up to their name. Like Ghostface Killer, he had a hood on, he had a skull painted on his face.
Awesome.
Kind of like Chapel. U God actually had golden arms.
What about Raekwon?
Raekwon, I think he was kind of... Actually, I don't remember Raekwon being in the book. Mm-hmm. I remember RZA and GZA being there. I can't remember Raekwon.
They had some guy named GZA?
Yeah, the Juniors.
GZA? Like, yeah. Oh, wow. Somebody has a name with Jizz in there?
Not J-I-Z-Z-E-R.
Dude, that was getting him.
FYI, we are not making fun of the Wu-Tang Clan.
No, we're not.
We do not want repercussions.
Yeah, don't kick my ass, please.
Ghost, I got all your albums, bro. All
of them. You love
you, man.
Peace,
ODB.
Yeah. Don't worry. I'll give them a couple of joints. It'll be all right. Don't smoke one. They'll run it out.
Y'all.
And then they keep moving forward. Nicolas Cage, he did a comic with his son from Virgin Comics called Voodoo Child.
Was it about him?
His son, Cal, after the freaking Superman?
There you go. And so Nicolas Cage, we knew Cage always was a comic fan,
gigantic.
Especially with Ghost Rider. He wanted to be Superman. I couldn't see Clark Kent with a receding hairline.
I could. It would be weighing 180 pounds. No,
at least when he turned into Ghost Rider, you couldn't even see all that shit.
My thing is, what the hell was
it? They just took it all off.
Yeah, actually, he was, remember that part? He got built for Ghost Rider. Because I remember that part when he was like in the mirror. I'm like, what the fuck did Nick get all workout. That
from? Hey, wait a minute. Can I interrupt for a second? Mm-hmm. He was actually in that? All I remember is Eve Mendez. I don't remember nothing about him. Nick Cage was in that movie for real?
Yeah, he was.
Oh, wow.
She had on way too many clothes, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, but dude, but she looked damn good in all them. I would have. And the thing I couldn't figure out was, he kept saying no.
Yeah,
dumbass.
I'm like, dude,
I would have burnt her ass with the damn Holy Spirit or something, Spirit of Vengeance.
Hey, bro, it's a Spirit of Vengeance.
I would have hit her ass with a fucking hellfire plan.
You're not hitting her. I got some flash.
I would have lit that pussy on fire from the inside.
There you go.
That's Master Juice.
Oh God, I feel like I'm on fire. That's because you are.
Master Juice and his Hellfire Jizz.
Yeah,
Well, I think just like anybody who's into it a little bit, or even gets a taste of a real good comic book, these celebrities, they got the money to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, hell, all of us here want to put up a nice comic book on the worldwide level, but we don't.
About ourselves?
Like hell yeah, about ourselves.
So,
yeah.
Why not? The further adventures
like anything, if you got the good team, writers, and you need the proper critique, you need somebody to say, hey man, this is bullshit if it is bullshit.
Not like Tyrese. When he put out that Mayhem comic over the summer.
I never read it. I saw a picture of it, but I never...
I don't even remember that much.
It was a generic vigilante comic.
I thought you
were about
to say generic vagina.
What?
How did I do that?
That must have been a...
We love you. Stick to what you do best.
That was the second series.
That must have been a Master Jushin one.
It was a generic vigilante comic protecting the hood. Basically,
that's never been done before.
Public Enemy.
When he received critique on it, the first two issues,
Forrest Whitaker's a ninja in the hood. Yeah.
His response was, "Don't worry, they're just haters.
They're just haters. Did anybody buy it?
I see you, Forrest, over there in the corner, big bitch.
Nobody bought it, and he just said they're just haters."
No, it's because your comic probably just sucks. Exactly. I mean, don't feel bad because everybody's tried and not done everything right. But dude, not everybody has to have a comic book made of them.
Yeah.
Now I will tell you this: I did read Scott Ian's one on Lobo from Hell. I mean, that was some crazy shit. But it was kind of cool. I mean, if you're into that kind of stuff, because some people, just don't find that kind of stuff amusing.
So if you're out there, you could just probably do what Reginald Hedlund does best, hire a ghostwriter to write everything behind you, because, original stories sucked.
Yeah, I was going to tell you this, but, I stood in line and got all the occult crimes task force from Rosario Dawson.
Rosario Dawson, she's another one that put one out.
With 12 Gauge Studios. And in fact, they debuted it, 3 years ago, 3 or 4 years ago at HeroesCon in Charlotte, North Carolina, although I don't want to give them bitches any pub.
Talking about HeroesCon, not a Rosario Dawson.
Not Rosario Dawson. We love her, but them bitches at HeroesCon. And it was actually okay. I mean, it was kind of like the atypical crime scene investigation, but with a little supernatural theme to it, kind of like, you know, paranormal, kind of like the X-Files, basically, but, you know, in New York City Cop.
Yeah. They got that free press with it. I remember on FX show in Orlando, I met them, and I was talking with Julia Landau. She plays Drusilla on Buffy the Vampire Slayer and on The Angel Show. And she wrote one of the Angel comic books, either the Angel or Buffy comic books, but she liked the freedom with it.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff. It's not, you know, especially coming off a movie set, you know, director, you get to go wild. You don't necessarily have a big budget for special effects. Yeah. I mean, we're talking about art. We can do anything the mind can throw up. So, you know, they're
good point.
Letting it go wild and stuff. It's just a matter of coming out with something good.
And that was another thing was, and as someone was saying that some of these may have been just creating these projects just to create roles for themselves.
Right.
And they create these and then shop it around for a movie deal.
Yeah, my point was that I was going to make was, I mean, I'm wondering how many of them actually took, I mean, because think of a theme, story, dialogue, that takes a while, especially if you're not in the business per se.
Thank you.
You know, I mean, like Rosario, you know, and you know, the other lady you just named, she probably, you know, had been around, you know, so at least she had some direction of what a format should look like, you know?
Just to try to find out a little bit about who's all shopping around for. Tyrese Gibson, Mayhem, he's never been shy about wanting to be a superhero.
Yeah.
So there's not really any word about whether his was going out for a movie. Up and coming, Rashida Jones. I don't know if y'all are familiar with Rashida Jones, but she was in The Office, Boston Public, Parks and Recreation, a little up-and-coming actress.
Nope.
She's doing an up-and-coming comic called Frenemy of the State.
What?
Now, yeah, exactly. And that's being shopped to Universal Pictures is picking that up for a movie. We have Bria Grant. She was the speedster Daphne from Heroes.
Yeah.
She's dropping a zombie tale.
Oh,
called We Will Bury You.
Oh, that's nice.
And that's being shopped around for a movie.
And here's another one that some people have. Has anybody seen that new WWE comic book that's about to come out?
With
the Undertaker and John Cena and Triple H fighting a bunch of zombies? I mean, what the hell, dude?
When you think about it, wrestlers putting a fucking pile driving a zombie right into the cement.
It is funny.
Sounds funny.
It sounds cool.
I'll look at it. When it comes out, I will look at it.
Wow.
I can't guarantee I'm going to buy it. And I love wrestling.
And I do too. I'm the biggest. We're some of the biggest wrestling fans. Love TNA, by the way. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that's also like the time when they came up with the Ultimate Warrior comic book. Did anybody remember that crap?
I remember it.
Yeah, he's like in a post-apocalyptic age, and there was no storyline to that whatsoever. I mean, he just kind of ran around. Kevin Nash sure did. And The Undertaker actually had one come out, too.
Undertaker had a lot. It was like in the Chaos Comics.
Yeah, because wasn't he part of the Lady Death and all them other ones? He was like one
Chaos
of those sub characters, like Evil Ernie in them.
I remember. I mean, of course, this has been going on for a while, but the first time I saw was Allie Baggett. She had a comic called Alley Cat, and that was in MegaCon.
She used to get naked.
Yeah. And that was
Who was she years ago?
I need to look up online.
She, Allie Baggett. Our first Allie year at MegaCon, we was walking down the aisle with all the naughty pictures.
Yeah.
So she decided
to drop a comic book.
I remember her.
God Bless America.
Appeared on the cover of Playboy's Book of Lingerie.
Yes,
that in May 1995.
She was also in she was also in Third Eye Blind's video Never Let You Go, which is pretty sweet.
Yeah. And she also worked on television as a WWF Sunday Night Heat commentator.
I remember her now.
Okay, I probably remember if I saw a picture of her somewhere.
Sunday Night used to be the best.
Third Eye Blind.
And she even got and as I'm looking, she even had a doll made after her. I'm sure a lot of fans like that.
Yeah, there's a lot of perks
out there. Yeah, a few at this table, too.
But her comic was, named Alley Cat.
Yes. Alley Cat, yeah.
Her comic was an Alley Cat. It didn't go far, though.
I remember seeing it, and it was like, oh, she's hot, you know, but then, you know, that's about all that came about that.
Yeah, that was the first time that it came to mind that celebrities were like dropping kind of comments and stuff. And
you know what's so funny is back in the day in the 80s or 90s, if these major celebrities did that, some of them might have called them a nerd or something, you know, yeah. Or they might have brought down their street cred, you know, per se. But
like celebrities need street cred.
Yeah, you know, they're you know. Now putting them out, you know, for themselves is kind of a cool thing to do now.
Well, yeah, Lady Gaga's dropping one.
Oh, that's what I can. Yeah,
that's what the world needs. More exposure to that hermaphrodite.
Yeah, and you know, with you know, what is she going to call it? Paparazzi?
No, it's called bad romance.
Bad romance. Is she going to have her poker face on?
Don't forget, if you watch Kept Up with Heroes, what's his name? Peter Petrelli, Milo Ventimiglia, yeah, exactly.
That dude.
He dropped one called Berserker, and I think he did another
one. Oh, yeah. I heard it was actually real. He's all, like, going crazy on the front. Was he at MegaCon a couple years ago, or it debuted at MegaCon?
I think it debuted, and it came to mind because he worked it into one of the episodes of Heroes.
Right.
I saw someone was reading a copy of his comic. So yeah, I mean, like you were saying, GZ, you know, they got the, or was it Wicked that was saying to you, they got the financial backing to drop these books and invest in it and then throw it out there. And if it fails or not, you know, who gives a damn? I wasted, you know, some chump change on it for them, anyways. But you know, for us, you know, we want to get something strong.
Trying to make it, you know, I got to put my house on mortgage again.
Exactly.
The only thing going for them the difference between them and us is that people know their name.
Somebody's gonna know our name before
soon
it's
enough.
All said and
soon
done.
Enough. Soon enough.
Yeah, you heard it. Way to be positive. Way to be positive.
Positivity.
Don't forget Umbrella Academy.
Yeah, and I'll say this about Umbrella Academy.
I've seen it. What is it?
I have every issue of Umbrella Academy ever since it came out with the whole free comic day. And it's great. I mean, it's a nice offbeat story, but you know, it's good. All the characters.
Well, why don't you expound on that, there, Mad Wicked man? Let the viewers know the truth.
It's about
it's written by Gerard Way, mm-hmm. of My Chemical Romance.
Yes, sir.
The
lead singer,
the lead
or whatever.
Singer.
Yeah, he's all up into like vampirism and stuff like that. He considers himself a modern day vampire, but Wicked.
Yep. I don't need to know anymore. Now.
Well, that's just him. That's not what the book
is. That's like his deal.
It has nothing to do with vampires at all.
But what's it got to do with Wicked?
Seven kids. Well, they start off as kids, and each of them has their own unique little talent. Like one has superhuman strength. This one can summon monsters out of his torso. One of them has what was that? What was it called? Like the ability to change probability.
Yeah, probability change.
And one was just a very skilled fighter. Then one became like the most deadly man on Earth. And you know, it's just about they're nice twisted, and they get raised by this professor who happens to be an alien. And it's a real unique twist and different ways. It's kind of complicated to explain, but you know, if you pick up a book or a trade on it and stuff, you won't be sorry. And if you are. Oh, well.
Sorry about your luck.
You're going to make more mistakes.
And I said it. Dirty C. Jeezy.
Put it on a shirt.
And Emma Caulfield.
Yeah.
Of Buffy the Vampire Slayer fame. Emma Caulfield.
She's the one who played, what is her name? She played the
She's
demon.
That girl. She was, when is she that? Like,
Anya.
That's
Anya.
Right. I met her at the
Magic. That's right. She is, I'm reading here, it says she's writing a webcomic named Contrapussy.
What, excuse me, say that again? What are you talking about? Hey, man, did they got any pictures or something? What was it called again?
And she wants to turn that into an animated online series.
Well, I just want to see Contro Pussy. I want to know what Contro Pussy is.
So that, again, kind of goes along with the theme of they may be creating these books and shopping around to create roles for themselves.
Yeah. And I'd say that's a nice, safe way to play with doing it as a web comic book. But that's another thing with that is a lot of people... believe it or not, like on the mainstream, like we know about web comics, but a lot of people out there, it doesn't even cross their mind about web comics.
I will tell you this. I am very glad that the web comics, they keep saying that's going to be the wave of the future, but I hope it's not.
I don't think
it's just there's just, you know, no comparison for, you know, turning the page, reading, rereading.
They're trying to push that and motion comics.
Motion comics, I agree with it. Yeah, I heard something about that too, which is a bunch of bullshit.
They're trying to push those two items, and it's just not working for me.
It's not the same.
Because remember, CrossGen tried to do motion comics back in the day.
That last time they had MegaCon.
Yeah. And nobody was feeling it. Nobody was picking it up. They weren't looking at it at all. And now, it seems like it's coming back around. Marvel's trying to push it. DC hasn't done anything.
No longer around, so everyone can pick up on there.
Marvel's done two, Spider-Woman and Astonishing X-Men. And I've looked at them, but it's nothing different than reading the book. I mean, I've already read the book, so there's no point in watching the motion comic.
Yeah, but I'm a guy who once you get done working in the day, you know, spend 8 hours behind a fucking computer or whatever you do, I don't want to come home and spend another fucking 12 hours behind another fucking computer.
Good point. Unless it's porn.
I said it. I'll give that.
There's a lot of people out there on the inside voices going, amen.
I know somebody out there is doing that.
Exactly.
don't be trying to play all proper and stuff now. We all know you're out there doing it, guys. Because we are too.
Exactly. Check the floor around your computer. Put a black light.
Shit, like somebody chair, dropped a computer board.
A bucket of paint down there.
Split out.
Why is my shoe sticking to the floor? Oh, God. Oh no.
So, walk in here with your socks on. That's all I can say.
Didn't somebody try to do a spinoff on like Star Wars or something like that? Was there a celebrity that got to? Now I know Kevin Smith wrote a couple things for Heroes and stuff like that.
Yeah, Kevin Smith's all across the board. I mean, he goes back as far as Daredevil, 1999 Daredevil.
Yeah, Father. I thought it was somebody who either had a
Guardian Devil storyline and.
You know who? You know who else I know has wrote one. Mark Hamill, that's what I'm thinking of. The guy, Luke Skywalker or the Joker, you know, from I know he's done something. I don't know if it was necessarily on himself, but.
It's called Lost Heroes.
The Lost Heroes. Very good. Could Kingpin Donnie in the back?
Donkulous.
Yes.
But shoot, sometimes it's just a hit or miss. I mean, like Tyrese's Mayhem was a definite. I don't know what he was thinking of that. Tyrese just keep bulking up for Luke Cage. I mean,
yeah, there you go.
Go back to the drawing board, my man. Come back with a better story.
Yeah, that's just kind of like, you know, you don't see us, you know, trying to be BMX riders or something like that just because, you know, we're in our regular job, you know. That's like, oh, I think I want to make a comic book. Oh, that's like me saying, yeah, you know, I'm 290 pounds. I want to jump motorcycles. My fat rear end probably couldn't get off of the ramp or something. You know, it's just some things, you know, you're just not meant to do, dude.
And it's such a hard damn business. I mean, there's tons and tons of comic books, and everybody wants to make it big. Everybody, it's a hard thing to look at, you know, just like coming in a box, and you want to be like, you know, one of the best and stuff, and you want your comic book to be the best. Now, there's a difference between having a good idea and a good story. And stuff, and sometimes it's hard to make it happen. Hard to make it a definite impact that you want to make.
Yeah, except for the spectacular, and put it in a spectacular box.
You know, my whole thing is this too. You know, what is up with celebrities? Always, you know, not to get off the subject, but it kind of ties in with it. You know, celebrities all of a sudden now want to, you know, when they get to be have a little bit of fame or whatever like that. But you know, like Master P, he wants to be like a basketball player, so he tries out for the man. Just buy the Knicks and just say, hey, man, I own this bitch. You know, or that, you know, one of these guys, you know, who are, you know, one or what's the one girl with the big yayas who played on Party of Five? What was her name? Jennifer Love Hewitt. You know, she tried to be a singer.
Not
working. I mean, just love, you know, Jennifer. You know, I love Jennifer too. Right? You know,
didn't they put that in a comic book format? Ghost Whisperer. Yeah. Does that count as a celebrity comic or is that TV?
Really, because it follows Angel and Buffy. I mean, it's not really. You know,
so it's more TV.
Made into a comic book. Okay, yeah. It's not driven by her. It was
her own thing through IDW.
Oh, does she now? Donkey is coming out from the woodworks.
Hey, mad genius behind this stupid ass show.
I want out of my contract. I'm not getting paid enough for this.
Yeah.
See, they picked up the 18 license.
Oh, I'd love to see that.
Oh, I'd love to see that. Yeah, in a comic book, 18.
They could do with the 18 now.
You know.
And while we're quiet, just a quick thing while we're doing a little bit of research, is giving y'all a heads up, the direct edition. It's a new year. We're hitting the cons, people. We're talking MegaCon. We're going to San Diego. FX show. Look for us. Sexy ladies, come out. You come out. Give us a big old hug. Naked. Yes, and we'll give you something. Again and again. Repeatedly.
And you don't even have to be sexy. You just come out. Just be cool, though. Just be cool.
I disagree with that. Sexy is a must.
Well, you at least got to be a C.
Scott Lobdell. Great C.
Buy us a few drinks. We'll be cool.
They used to do X-Men?
Yeah.
Well, we just found out that Jennifer Love Hewitt is writing a comic book, too, named, what is this?
Music Box.
The Music Box. I'd like to see her Music Box.
Yeah, I'd love to put
it made me sing.
Okay, I would love to put that. I would love to be her outcast. Put my... love below in her speaker box.
I'm trying to see if she's the one of the lead characters.
and
she's on one of the covers, so I guess she must be a character in her comic.
I would imagine so. And the funny thing here is Scott Lobdell, who's of X-Men notoriety, he was a writer, correct, for X-Men for a while. Dude, he's doing her book. Wow. That's something I never thought I would see, but okay. Okay, if you say so, I can dig it.
Well, hers still follows the Supernatural theme. That was just her show Ghost Whisperer or something like that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
But like we were saying, sometimes it's a hit or miss.
Yeah.
Like Tyrese, sometimes it's
But why do these celebrities think they have to branch out into other stuff? Just because you're good at acting doesn't mean you're good.
Not everybody's clothing line can hit it big either, Casey, so they got to go somewhere.
I mean, like, they got to have a clothing line. They got to have a band. They got to put out a comic book.
Could be creative.
They got to be an extreme athlete.
I'm not hating. Creativity is everywhere, you know?
Yeah, I know, but when most of the stuff they're putting out is crap. Yeah. You know, but it's like Wicked said. I mean, I agree with him. You know, if you're going to take the time and money and, I mean, you do what the hell you want to with your
research,
money or whatever.
Bitches,
you know, research. You know, get a good team up and come out with a good book. And then we can talk.
Come to the direct edition. Hell, we'll throw something together for you. We got great ideas.
Yeah, I'm sure great ideas. Yeah.
Swirl it around.
Yeah, that's what she said. Swirl it around.
But that was the latest word from direct edition. You know, check us out next time. We'll let you know. We out of here.
Peace.
Y'all.
No, I thought that was it.
No, you still can't. I can cut.
Oh. No, just cut.
BYE.